The Trump White House is blaming Congress for slow-walking the president's nominees to fill out his cabinet. Though some lawmakers from our region say the blame lies with the White House. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports.
Around this point in Barack Obama's first term, the Senate had received 454 nominees from the White House. Donald Trump has sent just 216 nominees to the Senate, less than half as many. That frustrates Trump's fellow Republicans in Congress, including Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey.
I think we have way too many vacancies still, and there's probably some responsibility to go around for that.
The Trump administration accuses Senate Democrats of needlessly tying up some 130 nominees it has sent to the Senate. Fewer than 50 have been approved. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's delaying his chamber's August break for 2 weeks to help clear the nominee backlog. So does it really matter that hundreds of key posts are unfilled? New Jersey Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell says absolutely.
Those people who assist the cabinet members, the secretaries, the administrators, are valuable. They're there for a reason. So you listen to them. If you got a weak bench, it's going to show on the field, and it's showing on the field.
Pascrell worries the administration may be trying to cut the federal workforce by not filling the 382 empty positions in the administration that have yet to even see a nominee. He also suspects the White House is leaving key positions empty to exert more control over federal departments.
And he cannot resuscitate this if it's his pattern, and this is what he wants to do, maybe to save a few dollars, maybe not to have the involvement of too many people in the inner sanctum. The inner sanctum is killing him. The inner sanctum is literally killing his agenda, which has become total discombobulated.
Each week, it seems either nominees drop out of consideration or pull their name out of the ring before they're even formally announced. Pascrell says the more that happens, the tougher it is to recruit new nominees.
So I could see a lot of people wanting to keep an arm's distance, and you're going to see that more and more.
But the White House is pushing back and laying the blame at Democrats' feet. South New Jersey Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur says he's heard Obama-era appointees are deliberately slowing down the process.
You know, I've talked to a number of people in the White House that have said their ability to fill these positions, it's not only being jammed by the Senate, but they have holdover departments from the last administration that are going through all the ethics forms that you have to file for all these people, and they're dragging their feet. So they're making it very hard for this administration to fill out positions.
MacArthur says the clogged nominee pipeline is preventing the president from getting his agenda through Congress.
Obviously, they want to fill these positions as quickly as they can. They're having a hard time moving their agenda without the right people in place.
For his part, MacArthur says the job of House Republicans is to keep moving on Trump's priorities while the Senate fights over nominees.
I think what we can do is keep the legislative agenda moving. The Senate will not initiate legislation on any of the big issues like health care or tax reform or financial service reform or entitlement reform because they don't have the bandwidth for it. I think they're being consumed by appointments. And so I think the House can keep the agenda moving legislatively. That's the best thing we can do.
Democrats don't like that the president is trying to paint their party as obstructionists. They'd gladly take that mantle for obstructing his legislative agenda. But when it comes to nominees, Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle says they want the government to function better, even if that means filling it with more conservatives.
He'll attempt to blame Democrats. He'll attempt to blame Congress. Reality is this administration has been slower than any other to even make nominations to these very important positions.
Boyle serves on foreign policy committees, and while he opposes much of Trump's agenda, he says he wants the administration to quickly nominate people because the empty slots are hurting America's standing abroad.
Well, I can tell you again from a foreign affairs perspective and the State Department, we're talking about the people who are our direct diplomatic links to other countries around the world, many of which are hotspots. So with these positions being vacant, we don't have anyone on the ground who's able to put the best face forward for the United States.
The White House is trying to pressure Democrats into quickly bringing up the remaining nominees that the Senate has yet to consider. That still leaves more than 380 posts with no nominee of the 564 that require Senate confirmation. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.